twice, Jeremy Bloom has been the World Cup Moguls champion. He has 3 World Championship medals, and last season he collected a record 6 straight World Cup wins.
I love to jump, and I love to catch big air, and I love to push the limits on the moguls. And I think as far as from a spectator's standpoint, especially with the younger demographic in this country, it's important for the Olympic movement to continue to have sports like freestyle skiing and snowboarding halfpipe because of the birth of alternative sports and the X Games and the interest level in those type of daring sports. You know, our sport has that appeal.
Daring sports are not the only ones that appeal to Bloom. When he was not flying over the snow-covered mounds on a steep slope, Bloom liked to return kickoffs in American-style football at the University of Colorado. The good-looking Bloom also was pursuing a lucrative modeling career, but because he was receiving product endorsement money, U.S. collegiate officials decided Bloom's amateur status had been compromised. Bloom sued the NCAA over its ban and eventually decided to defy the rule by taking on sponsors. It was either that or give up professional skiing and only play college football. But the NCAA's final word came in August 2004. Because Bloom was stuck between the NCAA's rules and those of the United States Olympic Committee, he missed his chance to play football as an upperclassman. But that outcome has not chilled his preparations on the slopes, and Bloom says the race to be more creative while in the air is becoming more intense.
Every year it's like, what are you doing now? Just learned backflip 720 iron cross grab, but got something else. That was so last year. And these are hard tricks.
Jeremy Bloom says the real trick is to have a routine completely mastered before using it on the huge Olympic stage.
The hardest part is not necessarily just landing that trick. The hardest part is becoming consistent with the trick. And to just throw out a new trick on the Olympic year, you don't want to just go to the Olympics with some trick you land, you know, 2 out of 10 tries.
In Italy, Bloom is hoping a lot of fresh snow will help his run for gold.
The course itself has a great pitch. The one downside to the course is that it is in the town, and they bring a pile of snow, and the pile of snow is about as hard as this floor. And that wasn't enjoyable.
What would be enjoyable for Jeremy Bloom is to have a Turin Olympics gold medal around his neck, and perhaps with a few U.S. college sports officials watching thousands of kilometers away on television. In Washington, Jim Stevenson, VOA Sports.